Slotskys, but hurry, this offer's for a limited time only. Jonathan Steele, Cozy Airboard 101.
Thanks, Buster. It's been a crazy morning in the roads. Be careful driving. 833, Cozy 101.
All right, there have been some great accolades for this cute little book, Scary, A Book of Horrible Things for Kids. And it's by Joaquin Ramon Herrera, and he's on the air with us now.
Joaquin, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I guess you guys are doing pretty good today, too, huh?
We've had ghost stories on, a lot of wild stuff going on in here today.
Yeah, but this little book is more about the things that you just run across in life that can be very scary for kids.
Yeah.
Why did you do this?
Yeah.
Why
did you do this? Yeah, you're scaring kids.
I looked at children and I said to myself, what is the one thing that really sets them apart? And they just don't really have enough fear in their life, I think.
They love fear. I mean, I got two sons, and my oldest one, if it's not horror, he's not going to read it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. A couple people have asked me, don't you think this is something that's too scary? And I said, you got to look at the age group of kids. They just really love being scared, actually.
Well, look at the movies they go to.
Right.
Well, you explain about the guillotine. There's a little history in there.
Yeah.
And you talk about what's in the deadly desert. But right on, Joaquin, when you talk about big red spiders for lunch.
That's a pretty popular one for some reason.
Yeah, that's a fact that lobsters are bugs.
Yeah.
So they're good bugs. I like them.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm not knocking bugs.
Well, tell Murph the part about the teeth and their stomachs.
Yeah, well, the lobsters have teeth in their stomach because it's a regular thing for them to shed their shells, their covering, and that's how they get rid of it, and they reintegrate it. You chew it up.
Oh,
tasty. Yum, yum.
Yeah.
So now you've ruined it for everybody.
But you've hit a nerve with me, Joaquin, because I had this fear as a child. What goes on in basements?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, my gosh.
What do you mean? I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Well, tell her about the basements.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but childhood, this has not left me. I have to go down into the basement to wash my clothes and stuff, and that's what I based this on when I talk about, or not me, of course, it's my imaginary friend, but he also shares my basement. It's a pretty creepy place down there.
It's Horace. Wow. Horace is the narrator.
Yeah.
You always think that people are hiding down there or something. I do, anyhow, to this day.
What is down there?
Well, I mean, it's just in general, I kind of touch on historically, it's a place where a lot of gruesome characters who do some pretty horrible things to other people do some of their dirty deeds down there. And I also touch on just the fact that there's lots of bugs and who else.
Oh, yeah.
I see the world's most dangerous spider, the bloody fountain of youth, the deep drink of death. They smell your fear, invasion of the kangaroo. Oh.
Yeah, that's one that the little boys seem to really get a kick out of, the kangaroo fish.
All right, what is this book, the age group? What's it for? Who's it for?
Well, the age group is, I say the age group is 8 to 80. Actually, it was marketed as 8 to 12, but I have so many adults come up to me and rave about this.
Sure.
It's darling.
Yeah.
It is. I'm all the way up to Machines of Death.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying it.
You got my attention. Any guy wants to read this book, Joaquin.
Excellent.
Thanks, and good luck to you. We look for more from Horace in the future. Let us know when that comes out.
Yeah, I will. And I just kind of point people to hylaspublishing.com. That's H-Y-L-A-S. Publishing.com. They're the publisher of this book. And if you can figure out how to spell my whole name, you can type JoaquinRamonHerrera.com into your browser.
Well, we'll make it
a little
easy.
Little puzzle for you.
Yeah,
there.
A little Halloween puzzle.
We'll put it on our website, too.
All right, Joaquin.
Hey, thank you.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, bye. It is a good book. I loved it.
It's illustrated, too, and it's very scary looking.
It talks about some really cool things.
Mm-hmm. It is neat.
All right, let's give away some. We got a couple.
Okay,
here.
And along from the publisher, they've given us a book about the world's deadliest things and a field guide to monsters. So we have two sets to give you at 303-631-2101 for caller 6 or 7.
838, Cozy 101.